Thursday, February 22nd. The theme for this week's devotions is the parables of Holy Week. And while the foolish virgins went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Assuredly I say to you, I do not know you." Matthew 25, verses 10 through 12. The parable of the 10 virgins. Are you ready? This daily devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession. The parable of the 10 virgins is a study in readiness. 10 attendants at a wedding waited to accompany the groom in his wedding procession. All 10 brought olive oil lamps. Not knowing when the groom would arrive, only 5 were wise enough to bring additional oil. The 5 foolish virgins had to leave to buy more oil. The groom came. The groom came, and those waiting went to the wedding. The doors were shut. Finally, the 5 foolish arrived. The groom did not recognize them as guests. They had missed their opportunity. Entering into eternal life is similar. One must be ready. Death is surely coming. Consider obituary columns and cemetery stones. Don't blithely think you'll deal with it later, when I settle down, when I am old, when I'm done working. The exact day of your death remains unknown. The Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not expect him. Matthew 24, verse 44. A day of answering and judgment before the Lord is coming. Only a fool says, "There is no God." Psalm 14, verse 1. Do not think that somehow, by luck or the odds, you will escape. Nor will physical connections save you. A certain church, certain friends, a pastor relative. 2 men will be in the field. 1 will be taken, the other left. Matthew 24, verse 40. Connections won't do. The only way to be prepared to meet the Lord in death or in judgment is with a clean conscience. The only way for a sinner to have a clean conscience is through Jesus, the crucified and resurrected Savior. In Him you are forgiven. Hold to Him by faith every day. Then you are ready. Lord, grant that through faith in Jesus, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.